Well, good morning, everybody, and a happy Monday to you after an eventful weekend in Pittsburgh sports. I'm Jason Mackey, and this is a brand new segment, video and audio, that we're debuting this week here on Post-Gazette Sports Now, North Shore Drive, whatever you want to call it. And also, we need a name. I'll lead with that. Well, I won't lead with that. I'll lead with actually talking about sports. But the format for this thing, we're basically going to do about 10 minutes a day, three times a week to start. I have a feeling we'll probably add some more. There's certainly a lot of things to talk about, places to go with this show. It's not going to be terribly involved, but the idea is going to be just a quick hitter, kind of where I was at, what I've been writing about, follow what I've been doing at the Post-Gazette. As many of you know, covered the Pirates for a few years. Before that, covered the Penguins, recently transitioned into a columnist role. And lately, I feel like where's Waldo a little bit in a good way, just bouncing around to different places. Normally, it's just all PNC Park, but last week spent time at Pitt, Penguins, and here talking to you right now from PNC Park after just an exhilarating, crazy, maddening, all kinds of stuff Pirates game. We'll get into that a little bit more as well as some big picture takeaways. Going to be a lot of Pirates on today's episode of the show, but just want to remind you, as always, we're brought to you by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. The interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone open every day. The North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. So, again, if you have any suggestions on a name, thoughts, formats, this is going to be pretty fungible. I like that word, and I think we're going to just adapt and try to do something every day and talk about things and make it interesting. I don't think that's going to be that hard. And hit me up on Twitter at jmackeypg. You can email me jmackey@post-gazette.com either way. But how about that Pirates game, huh? I mean, trying to make sense of this team is really, really difficult right now. True story, the anecdote in my column is about all of us getting down to the media room to go see Derek Shelton. And my responsibilities in that vein are a little bit easier right now. But beat writers are adjusting their stories and having to fix things after a final out win. You know, Edward Olivares hits the ball, and it could have been a game-ending double play. Gunnar Henderson throws wild to first. And, I mean, geez, of all things, not to get bogged down in the details, but how good were the Orioles throughout the series defensively? And they lose on a defensive play. You couldn't believe it. And so, anyway, these guys are tweaking their stories and trying to get downstairs as fast as possible. I'm one of the only ones in the room, and Derek Shelton gets to the podium and makes a joke about how he's getting gray hair. There's this picture on the wall that he always looks at, does the same thing in Florida. And they're adding some gray hairs to their manager's hair and facial hair, the hair on top of his head or whatever, but it's been fun, right? It's been fun to watch these guys. It's been fun to, you never know what they're going to do. They have four wins in the final at bat out of their eight total, best start since 2018. And I want to dig into a little bit of how they're doing this. And that's the craziest part of it for me. They haven't played anywhere near their best baseball. They just haven't. I mean, they haven't fielded particularly well. They've made too many outs on the bases. The starting rotation has been far better than anyone thought, but the bullpen, is it humming along at full capacity? No. I mean, they're missing at this point three of their top five with Majinski, Holderman, and Baruchy. And then David Bednar, I would argue, hasn't been his best self. Aroldis Chapman's really been the only steady one. They lost Moretta to Tommy John surgery. But you've had guys come in there and pitch really well. Jose Hernandez was fantastic again on Sunday. I've been liking what Rowanzi Contreras has done. Josh Fleming was a nice addition there. Even Hunter Stratton, Ryder Ryan, they've gotten enough to get by. Offensively, I really like the approach they're showing. I mean, saw a stat pregame. They've seen the second most pitches in Major League Baseball behind only the Dodgers. That's what the Pirates are trying to do. They're trying to be an absolute pain in the butt to get out. And to this point, I know it's only 10 games, but they've executed it. And all of that stuff has sort of helped them cover up some not great performances. We expected a lot more from Henry Davis to this point. We expected a lot more from Jack Sawinski and Andrew McCutchen. I mean, I thought for sure Kutch would have his 300th homer by now, and it just hasn't been that way. I mean, it's 10 games, not going to overreact. Guys go through things. It's not a big deal. But they're hardly the team they can be. And we can sit here and talk about being over-aggressive on the bases, not smart on the bases. I would argue that it was probably not the time to send Jared Triolo, and it didn't help things that Jared Triolo hesitated around second base. Better to just stay on third and live to fight another day. But Be that as it may, we've seen fielding be an issue. I mean, Ke'Bryan Hayes has made a couple errors, for crying out loud. Jared Triolo and Alika Williams, like, those are guys you expect to catch the ball. The play O'Neill Cruz made today wasn't great, gave up a base. Connor Joe in right field as well. The Pirates should be a good defensive team. They really should. They should be. I would look at them as a top 10 defensive team, should be by the end of the year, and I think they will be, but they haven't been. The other thing, and this might be the biggest takeaway I have from today and in the whole series, look at the pitching. Not just the bullpen, the starting pitching. It's halfway decent. Everybody in spring training, myself included, was sitting there freaking out about what are they going to do with the starting rotation? How are they going to get another starter? I still don't know if they're deep enough. I would have always rather have more pitching. It's a consistent theme with Jackson Wolf or JT Brubaker, pitchers they got rid of. I just don't believe in getting rid of starting pitching. I'd rather hoard it. I want to see the day where a team legitimately has too much starting pitching. But be that as it may, Bailey Falter on Saturday was outstanding. Marco Gonzalez on Sunday was outstanding. We've talked a lot about Jared Jones. He's been great. I mean, you can make the argument that Mitch Keller is their number five or worst starter right now. I don't think that's going to hold. I think Mitch is going to be just fine, and I think he's extremely talented and deserves the contract. But look at results. He's been the worst one. And Martin Perez almost pitched into the seventh inning. Like, their rotation has been very good, surprisingly very good. So what they do with all this, I don't know. I love what they showed Sunday dealing with the Orioles. I mean, this is a very, very good team and a very good bullpen as well. And it was a, you know, the way the rally started, Hayes single, Joe draws the walk. We've seen it so many times where these guys are just pains in the butt to get out, and it works out in their favor. So I don't know. I guess I say all that to say I predicted the Pirates to win 83 games at the beginning of this season, and I've seen nothing to move off of those marks. I realize that 10 games does not a sample size make. I also think there's going to be some things that change for the better. Again, they're going to defend better. They're going to get more guys back in the bullpen. But if nothing else, you should be entertained. It's been very good. A fun start to cover. Looking forward to coming back here tomorrow again for the start of, well, I guess tonight, I should say, since this will run on Monday, for the start of the Tiger series. And, well, I'm going to figure out what to do in the second half of that. I don't know whether I'm going to write live off of the Pirates game or get home so I can watch Penguins Maple Leafs because, well, looks like we have a hockey team in the playoffs. That was my Saturday going over to PPG Paints Arena and covering, well, an eventful one against the Lightning. Huh? And, well, I don't need to recap the game for you, but I do want to just sort of talk a little bit about some impressions over there. I've seen a lot of Evgeny Malkin dating back to my time on the beat. I've seen a lot of Sidney Crosby dating back to my time on the beat. We've seen more of the good Sidney Crosby than the good Evgeny Malkin this season. I don't think I'm breaking any news there. I love the version of Gino I saw. I don't know whether it's Michael Bunting or Malkin's parents. It's probably a little bit of both. Absolutely fantastic. This version of Malkin will play. And I do think Bunting was a big part of that. And, you know, Sid, Brian Rust, what they've done, what they're, you know, kind of weaving Ricard Raquel in and out. I've liked that. The defense has been better. Alex Nedeljkovic is obviously, I have to figure out whether it's Nedeljkovic or Nedeljkovic. Now that I'm actually officially saying that, I think it's Nedeljkovic, but I always want to say Nedeljkovic. Anyway, he's obviously been very good, and enough cannot be said about the goaltending they've gotten. I think it's a big reason for their turnaround. But it's crazy. I saw a stat the other day that said nobody has ever gone from 9 points out to in a shorter span, I think, or in 11 games or something like that. I mean, there is historical precedent for what the Penguins are doing, and it's so much fun to watch it, to cover, to write about it. But the question I'm asking myself, is this possible? Is this sustainable? Can they do it? I really think they can. And here's why. One, sort of like the Pirates and not getting something from the best elements of their game, the power play has obviously been abysmal this season. Can that turn around and be enough of a force for them? I really do believe that. I think if you're getting this version of Evgeny Malkin, I've seen enough of the Penguins to know that version of Evgeny Malkin will eventually translate onto the power play. And the power play, it certainly had its issues getting set up, and that was sort of what we saw Saturday. When they're set up, though, which I think is if you employ Erik Karlsson and Chris Letang, you should be able to get the puck in the zone. You should be able to get set up in some sort of formation. Deference has been an issue. I would hope that's a somewhat fixable thing with Evgeny Malkin. But if you can bring the power play into becoming a weapon, my goodness, could you have something there? I don't look at any of the other teams in the Eastern Conference and see anybody who's even remotely a threat. Well, I shouldn't say remotely a threat. I mean, Tampa's certainly there, but I think the Penguins can absolutely hold their own with some of these other teams. I like the way the schedule shakes out for them down the stretch. Really looking forward to them having a strong final five games, being there for a couple of them, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs. But it's been a lot of fun digging into their story as well. Probably talk a little bit more Penguins on Wednesday, as well as anything else that comes up throughout the week. So anyway, thank you for watching this. Drop me a line with any names or suggestions you have for topics. This will kind of evolve as we do it. And yeah, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.